Comedian Julia Sweeney has made a career of late of being very funny about not very funny things, like, say, her bout with cancer and her subsequent loss of faith. This from a woman who first became famous playing the weirdly asexual character Pat on Saturday Night Live.
When she joined us in April of 2007 with panelists Roy Blunt Jr., Roxanne Roberts, and Luke Burbank, she expressed some unhappiness at where her career had taken her.
I hate that about my career. Oh, I want to do easier topics and apply, you know. I don't know. I feel like I was Pat, and then I became cancer woman, and now I'm atheist woman.
Wow.
It's horrifying. I don't... How could I be...
Yes. I mean, like what Foster Brooks was to drunkenness, you are to mortal disease and the meaning and the lack of meaning of existence.
It's, yes.
Do a giant red squirrel every now and then.
Oh, no.
Let's go back to your monologues for a second. So, it's interesting. I want to talk about Letting Go of God, your
yes.
monologue about your wonderful, hilarious, fun-filled journey toward atheism and the lack
gosh.
Of faith. But isn't it true? I mean, we read that when you were a kid, you fantasized about being a nun.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed being raised Catholic. I'm, you know, the Catholic Church, that was like opera to me. It was like theater. You know, you go and people wear outfits and they have lines and there's all kinds of incense and singing. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. No, but I wanted to be a nun, and I even went and Sister Antonella, one of the sisters at Marycliffe, where I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, sent me off to a convent for a weekend, and I hung out with the nuns for the weekend to see if I wanted to be a nun.
What'd you think?
I did not like it because they were too liberal for me at
no,
the time.
Really?
Oh, yes. I wanted a habit, and I wanted to, you know, wear a hair shirt and stuff like that. But they just wore, like, jeans and plaid shirts and played kumbaya and, like, did good works for
they
the
were
poor.
They were those singing nuns, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, I didn't want that. Yeah. I wanted to be, like, you know, in a nun story. I wanted, right. you know, my hair to get cut off and wear the severe outfit.
You wanted to be Maria before they kicked her out.
Yes.
Yes.
The incorrigible one, the one who's curious but stays in.
Do you feel guilty now making your living in part by going around and proclaiming your atheism?
I mean, I do because I hate... First of all, I don't like that word atheist, but I have to accept it, I guess. Because
yeah.
I, in fact, don't believe... I don't live my life under the assumption there's a God, therefore I'm an atheist, a non-theist. But I just... I mean, I have the same association with that word that I think most people in our culture growing up here does, which, you know, is like communist dictator
right.
or something.
Why don't you go with infidel?
Yeah.
I know. I like infidel.
Yeah.
I like free thinker.
Free thinker. That's good.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
In fact, that reminds me that... I was doing my show, and then I did a benefit in Spokane, Washington, where I'm from, for the Catholic Charities. And they put, like, I was doing these shows.
Wait a minute. You're doing your show about being an atheist as a benefit for the Catholic Charities?
No, I didn't do the show.
Okay,
for them.
I was like, that would be great.
No, I just went and hosted an auction.
Okay.
For them. And they didn't want to put, so they said, well, what's your latest show about? Because they put, you know, God said, ha. And then I said, well, my latest show is all about how I went from being a Catholic to just not really believing in God. And then they didn't want to put atheist in the program. So they put, it chronicles my journey from religious faith to philosophical naturalism. And several nuns came up to me and said, oh, that show sounds fantastic.
You know, the guy goes in the bar and says, he has a quick drink and said, are there any penguins this high? Said, no, I don't know. How about this high? Are there penguins that high? No. One more drink. How about, I mean, just like maybe a penguin about like that high? And they say, no. And he said, oh, God, I ran over a nun. That's just a little...
Well,
no. See, I could feel. You know, I want to defend nuns for that joke.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you want to rise to their defense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more nun jokes, Roy.
Come on,
take that anti-nun humor elsewhere, please.
I was sent here to get you back to the church, and that's why.
And this was your way.
Yeah. That's
okay. Right.
I gotta say, since you are a philosophical naturalist,
yes.
you'll have no one to call upon as you play our game. Which today, we are calling...
Don't call me a carny, you mooch. I'm a showman.
So next time you're at a carnival or sideshow, stop and listen to the people working the rides and games, but do not call them carnies. They do not like that. That's something we now know because we read a book called Talk the Talk, a dictionary of slang. answer two questions correctly about the way carnival workers talk, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in the home answering machine.
Okay.
So you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay. You seem confident. I like that about
you. Well, I feel relaxed in the fact that this is not my job.
There you are. We lower the expectations right
okay,
out.
Okay, excellent.
Yes. Carl, who is Julia Sweeney playing for?
Julia is playing for Karen Reeker of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, first question. How do the carnival workers refer to the sword swallower down in the sideshow? A, they call that person the steel nosher. B, the blade glommer. Or C, the silverware snacker.
I would say B, the blade glommer.
The blade glommer? You are correct. Very good.
Wow.
The blade glommer, that's what they call the sword swallower. I don't know why.
Because that's easier than sword swallower?
I know. Next question. They have a lot of interesting names for, well, us. Which of these is a term used for people who come to the carnival just to look but not to spend any money on the games? A, leisure suit leeches. B, lot lice. Or C, smart people.
I would say lot lice.
Lot lice?
Yes.
Once again, you're correct.
Oh.
My God. Have you worked at a carnival? I'm beginning to wonder here.
Oh, Peter, I have. I have. I have a side job.
You really?
No.
You're a sideshow attraction. Come see the atheist wannabe nun. All right. This is amazing. I want to see if you can go for three here. Last question. Sometimes carnival people need more than just a few slang words to hide their deliberations and plans from the customers in front of them. So if some of them use what clever communication system? A, they use their ever-present cigarettes to blow smoke signals. B, they have worked out a code language based entirely on obscenities, so that a certain sequence of obscenities will mean something. Or C, they have their own language called Kiazarn, which is just adding the sound ias to the middle of every word.
Wow, that's hard. I would say C.
You're going to go for Kiazarn?
I'm going to use Kiazarn. No.
You're right.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Kiazarn is the language of the carnies. So if one carny wanted to tell another about a mark coming down the midway, he'd say, and let me see if I can do this because I'm not fluent. Liazuk. Miazuk. Kiazuming. Diazound. Miazidway. And thus we remain in the dark about their evil plans.
Wow, that's
so
amazing. Yeah.
Carl, how did Julia Sweeney do in our quiz?
Wow, perfect, Peter. She had three correct answers. So, Julia, you win for Karen Reeker.
Wow, I'm so happy.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you.
Julia Sweeney is an actress, comedian, and author of the new book, Letting Go of God. It's also available on CD at juliasweeney.com. Go there, find out everything. Julia Sweeney, thank you so much for being with us. Julia Sweeney,
Letting Go of God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Support for NPR comes from CSX, whose trains can move a ton of freight, 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The National Association of Realtors, whose members recognize that every market is different. A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors. And to the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide. On the web at fordfound.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton. Our technical directors are Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle. Thanks to all of our panelists and all of our wonderful guests. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will be back with you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.